Is it more of a challenge, but when you're dealing with guys that are coming from other teams as opposed to rookies that are starting from fresh, who needs more work and more focus, attention?
Well, both groups need a lot. You know, some of the guys that come from other teams have some experience in the league, and a lot of times it's just learning our terminology versus the old terminology. But sometimes it's new stuff, too. It just depends on the system they came from. But they all got a lot to learn. We've got a long way to go.
This time last year, you were working a lot of bodies in on offense. How much further ahead now is the offense with the guys that have been here and worked with Tom?
Those guys that have a year under the belt are, you know, like Randy. Chad's out here. He wasn't out here last year, even though he was on the team. But those guys, sure, that definitely helps. But still, we got a lot of new faces and guys that, you know, like Marcus and, you know, Dave missed some time last spring. So, you know, we still got new people to work with.
Is there a comparison as to where the defense is now working in new faces to the offense was last year?
Well, you know, you got to start from square one, no matter where you are, offense, defense, special teams. So even the players that have been here, we all got to start at the bottom, build it up brick by brick, one practice at a time, one day at a time. And so that's what we're trying to do. So I think we're all kind of in the same boat on that one.
Is this square one? Do you feel like this is the first?
Well, square eight, maybe. We're eight practices or whatever it is. So, you know, we got a long way to go, but we're just taking it day by day and, you know, hopefully we can get a little bit better each day.
Is this the first sort of official step of building the 2008
team? Well, no, we've had passing camps. We've had the off-season program. I mean, there's a lot of individual work that's gone into the start of these group camps, and now we're able to put some things together as a team and as in units that we weren't able to do on an individual basis. So, you know, it's all important, but we're just at a different step now.
Okay. Watched the game last night. What did you think of Paul Pierce's performance?
It was awesome. That was a great win for the Celtics. Really happy for them. They got a team that works hard, and they know how to win, and happy they're winning.
You were their mascot.
You know, we had some early stuff this morning, the meetings and all. I didn't want to be late for our big day today, so thought I'd better be here on time.
Bill, with the roster at 80, I know that is going to affect some decisions down the road, but you know, do you see another kicker maybe coming in here, or is that unlikely and that Steve would be the lone guy going into camp?
Right now we're where we at. I wouldn't rule anything out. Anybody coming into any position, we'll do whatever we think's best to give ourselves good competition and depth in training camp. So, we're always working. Scott and personnel people are always working, through those names and those players, and, you know, we'll do whatever we think is best for the team. So, there's nobody imminent now, but I'm not saying that couldn't change.
You said at passing camp that even if they weren't out here, everybody was here doing something that had to do with this group.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. Everybody present and accounted for. Okay. Thank you. Thanks.